If yesterday was that to do a bit of cleaning up on the draft that we gave you yesterday. So you can just cross-reference, but you can use what you had yesterday because you have not been able to go comprehensively through the one that... Yes. But nevertheless, I hope you had some bedtime reading last night and that today we can just go through the issues. Can I just check with members if generally on the draft that we gave you yesterday, there were things that you were worried about or you did some changes or the flow thereof or any general comments before we come to the specifics? Let me tell you why I'm saying this. I'm saying this because I'm going to bring to your attention that we have reworked the introduction. And secondly, if you go to the back of this document, you'll see that we we have about 3 pages that might not be, have been on yours, starting from page 31 of the new one. The observations were not in your document. There's one matter that I want to add there. The conclusions were in your document, and the recommendations. In your document, you only have had the first recommendation. You did not have the rest of the recommendations. So those are the most important. The others are important in terms of content, but it was basically taken from other committees, just stating what has been said in the ATC from SCOPA, and also some of our own matters that we just wanted to add going forward. So before I come to the specifics, before I go into the pages and just check, I want to check with members if there were any other general comments, observations that you have made in this document. Mr. Doma?
Yeah, Chair, no, I think I don't have any big problems with it. As you've just said, I saw it is... taken from a number of other documents and the audit, the general's report and so on, which is authoritative, so there's no big problems. I'm very glad that you added the recommendations, and there might be here and there something that one would like to attend to. I just wanted to ask on page 8, there is the report 4.2 on the first quarter of the financial year, and then it jumps to the third quarter, and then you've got the end of year spending. I know this has been taken from the financial report. Why is it second quarter left out? Is it just a way of doing it to show that when the new budget year starts, what happens in the first quarter, then it jumps to the third quarter sort of as a warning how the spending has gone, to make sure that in the fourth quarter you know that the department spends before the year ends. So that might be the trend, and then it's okay, but I don't think we must leave out the second quarter if there is a report on it. Let me just see. Then on page 13, technical aspects of the report. Question there that I had. But it's actually an observation that it was not very clear whether the targets had been met or not. Just a second. The software is good. Yeah, actually, apart from that, I've also marked. I see it in the recommendations. I've also marked on page 20 the inadequate content of the department's strategic plan. that there is now a recommendation about that, because I think we can't just remark that we have a problem as a committee and don't come up, so that is very good. And then, oh yeah, the last question I've just got is on page 21. We've got the oversight visit report to the Eastern Cape 7.3. That's my numbers is all the old report, of course. Yeah. What about the others? I was just asking that, you know, what about the others? Or yeah. So that is my approach. I think what we've got now, I think it's a very good report. I won't have big problems.
No. Thank you very much. Welcome, Babu Manana. I see we've got our uniform of the portfolio committee today. We had an indication about the accident on the road, so we just started. He was the first speaker on this one. Mr. Doman, thank you very much for those observations. Two things quickly. One, there was no report in the second quarter, all right, because the appropriation was assessing was not the report. There was no report on the second quarter. We can make a note of that just here to say that why, just there's a sentence that says there was no comprehensive report on the second quarter, and then we go to the third one, just to make that connection. And the other matter that you were making, the last matter, remind me again, please, sorry. Yeah, on the oversight. We're dealing with the previous financial year. So the other oversight buses were for this. The only one that we did in February, January, February, somewhere there, was the one of the Eastern Cape. That's why we include only that here. That was the reason for it. So, yeah, otherwise, are there any other general concerns before I go to the specifics? Because all I'm going to read here for today, purpose of today, is the introduction and the conclusions, recommendation, observations and conclusions. But the body, I take it members have gone through it. I don't see any material things and so on. You've done your homework. I see nodding, good. Let me just go through the introduction, because to me the introduction and the conclusions are most important in any report. The introduction in this one that was not in your document yesterday is saying the budget review recommendations report of the Portfolio Committee of Public Work on Public Works arises from the fulfillment of the requirement of the recently enacted law, which was signed into law on that date, on the 16th of April 2009. The aim of the Act is to provide for a procedure to amend money bills before Parliament and for norms and standards for amending money bills before the provincial legislatures and related matters. Following from the above, the report will outline progress made by the Department of Public Works as reported in different existing reports, including, we're taking out material there, we're just putting reports, including that was given the strategic plan, Section 32 reports, annual reports, as well as recommendations made by the different committees concerned with financial matters. The rest is what was in your report was yesterday. Just to read the first one, the Portfolio Committee on Public Works is guided by the rules of Parliament promulgated in terms of the Constitution to play an oversight role on the Ministry, the Department, and its entities. The committee exercises, and that's what we do. The rest of that body was in your program yesterday. I'm going to go to pages in the new draft. On page 12 of the new draft, before I go to, I'm going to go to all the pages, I'm just going to substantive ones now. We're going to add on page 12 just the connection between the first quarter and the third quarter. Just one line that say that there was no report available to us for the second quarter. Therefore, we can't report comprehensively on the second quarter, and then go to the third quarter. And then, you did put the runs. Yeah, why did you say it? Okay, and then I'll go to page, I'll come back to members, I'm just trying to deal with this. Go to page 31. Page 31 talks about the committee's observations. I'll read that as well. The committee has noted with concern the delays in the reintroduction of the expropriation and the bills, environment professionals bills, which were withdrawn in the 2008-2009 financial year, which was withdrawn from Parliament. If I just add that, from Parliament in that financial year, due to the need for further consultation. The bills were to have been reintroduced to Parliament during 2009-2010 financial year. The department has subsequently indicated that they will only be reintroduced in the 2010-2011 financial year. Okay. The committee has also observed that the National Youth Service experienced a number of challenges in its implementation, including the set target for the number of youth expected to participate in the program is not met, or was not met. Okay. The committee observed that the National Youth Service has deviated from its intended focus of providing on the job training. Maybe we should put some on the job training to unemployed youth, with the aim of assisting the department in the maintenance of its immovable assets. The committee further observed the non-alignment of the strategic plan to the annual report of the department. This observation was also made by the Auditor General in its audit findings. There's one other observation that I want to make there that we did not do, which relates to Kiama. Okay, did you put the words recording together for us? All we want to talk about Kiama is that the implementation of this legislation has, you know, encountered a lot of challenges. And we have made this observation also in our various provincial persons, particularly as it relates to the extension of this law to local government, and so on and so on. It has got to do with assets, really. So the principal will find a formulation that captures this. I've asked my hard-working comrades here on my left to just find a formulation, but if you agree with that, they're still finding it. If you agree with that, we can put it as part of the observation. And that we'll also have to do it in the recommendation. Those two. We'll come back to the formulation. And then the conclusion was in your report yesterday. I don't know if there's anything you want to do. But then here are the changes in the recommendation. I'm on page 32. This recommendation, which was in your formulation yesterday, we have changed it. To read as follows, the Minister and the Director General in the Department of Public Works should ensure the recapitalization of the Independent Development Trust, the IDT. The funding of the entity should be prioritized and the department should report back to the committee by the end of November 2010. We're not talking about the schedule reclassification. That's a complicated matter. We just say our interest is just for the recapitalization. And then the second bullet point is say the review of AGRIMA South Africa legislation should be finalized for presentation to the committee in 2011. That's very clear. And then the third point should read the minister must ensure that there is coherent relation, working relation between the Council for the Built Environment and all professional councils in the built environment. And then we say to that, which built environment? To that extent, we expect that the built environment professional bill be introduced to Parliament in 2011. Basically, what we are saying is that we want this legislation to come back to Parliament, the CBE bill. We'll just clean up the formulation there. And then...
That point.
Yes.
So it's actually dealing with two issues. The one is the relations, and the second is the bill in the same bullet.
The bill was intended to basically, what do you call it, harmonize that relationship and to harmonize that relationship and also to ensure that we deal with the problems that are related, for instance, the training of professionals, the non-accreditation, the people studying courses that are not accredited, and so on. And nobody takes responsibility. You go to university for whatever, and then you come back, the course is not accredited. Yeah. So basically, the bill, professionals' bill, was to try and strengthen that part. So that's why we make it 1 hour. But if members feel otherwise, we can separate them. We can make them 2 points.
Okay, that's a problem. So what we make the first point, and then we just say, and to ensure that this, the CBE bill must be something to that extent.
Yeah. Okay. We also try to change that one that deals with fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Basically, we're talking about, as it stands, it serves no purpose because it's not the only one. We're talking about the proper planning and procedures in procurement, because that was one of the issues, must be strengthened to prevent the reoccurrence of fruitless and wasteful expenditures. We're putting it in that context rather than as it stands now. We'll come back to that formulation, just to work on it again there. The final one, I'm just giving the gist. The next one is fine. In the next financial year, we should table a strategic plan, the recommendation that we're making. It should include measures and targets in terms of the treasury regulation. There are a culprit here in terms of strategic plans that are not in line with treasury regulation. And then the next one, the committee requires that the department present to Parliament a report upon the conclusion of the investigations conducted by the Special Investigations Unit. They have been camping in the department, and the Parliament has not received a report yet. So we just say they must report as soon as possible. And then the committee recommends that the department should revisit the... No, we'll come back to this one. I'm not happy with that formulation, but we want to address the issue of the National Youth Service. Just highlight that one, just make a note there, we'll come back to it. Fine for a formulation. The next one, the department should review its lease portfolio with particular emphasis on streamlining it to a more market-related value letting. We basically here we're not talking about just blanket valuation. We're saying the lease portfolio must be market-related in terms of its letting purposes. All right, and that the department should provide, the next one, the department should provide the committee with a detailed report on the land it has leased to date and the purpose for which the land is utilized. No use just giving land away and you don't know where it ends, whether it's sold or the cheaper prices or what it utilized for. We wanted that report, whether how much of the agricultural land is leased to, is released to other departments, to the department, and for what purpose it is used. And the next one, the department should ensure the filling of vacancies, especially those related to finance, project management, and property management as soon as possible. Yes, Bob.
Can I, on that one, suggest that, you see, we've been raising this thing time and time again. So perhaps we should add a deadline in terms of them reporting to us on a strategy for resolving this problem.
Is it on the vacancies one?
At least for a plan, yeah. They should at least provide us with a plan.
Why don't we just ask for a quarterly report? Every quarter? Yeah. And provide the committee with a quarterly report, progress report on this matter. Thanks for that. Badeli? Kerry, come on to the next day. Put that some more in a minute. I'm not there, Kenya. Can you tell me
one?
she's supposed to keep order, and she's keeping, yeah, causing disorder.
All right, but
Chef, this is also generally what I'm worried about, that we do mention that we like in the recommendation targets that are measurable before. But, you know, all the time this is happening. But the way we get in report, we really can't pin that down and say, but I would prefer that way we say recommendation targets that are measurable. We should also say, example, number of engineers with specialists. I mean, if you look at this, they'll say we are promoting scarce skills, we producing scarce skills, but they only talk about one architect. You can't say really are seriously promoting scarce skills, producing scarce skills, when you produce only one engineer in your report. So if they give target and say we target it, they can't produce all engineers, obviously. Others will contribute education, other departments. But at least if they say 20 and the bursary, the financial support to that is 20 million, that will make sense. But I just think we need to make that point clear, which links up with this very word. It seems like if you give them general terms, they hide behind those general terms. So if you are specific, we can pin them down.
Okay. Thanks, Bradley. Let me just, maybe it's also my mistake that I didn't read this, the initial part in full. The same observation was made by the Auditor General as well, that says basically they are not compliant because Treasury regulations require that they have targets that are measurable. We've included in the following context, Bradley. Let me just read it. In the next financial year, 2011-2012, the Department of Public Works should table a strategic plan that has adequate content. It should include measures and targets for all the department's programs as required by Treasury regulations. It's in the recommendation. Okay. And we have added, thank you, Braden. We have added Omagama a quarterly report on the vacancy issue that must be presented to the committee. Mr. Doman?
Chair, if you finish with this, I just want a quick word on the previous bullet.
Okay.
I just want to ask the previous one on the land release. As you've put it, we want a report on all land released and the purpose. Isn't this actually about the land distribution contribution that the department has? So that that is a specific issue. What contribution does this department, I mean, it is in the report of the department. What do they contribute for land distribution? And that the bullet is actually only on that, or do you want it to be on all other things also?
It's actually, the minister has been in the process of releasing land parcels, some to COCTA for local government, which is state land, and some to agriculture, land affairs, and rural development, you see. So we have asked for this report to some time ago to say, give us a profile, because they've got a profile of the land release. But now what we've been worried about is sometimes you release land for agricultural purposes, and then it's not utilized for that purpose, you see. So that's we want to just follow that and to put a deterrent in place, so that people don't take advantage of, because it's, public works is sitting with a lot of land parcels, but this releasing must be for productive means, not just for other means. Because you'll find in some cases that there is expensive land released and then it's sold to the lowest bidder. We also have to prevent some of these leakages to happen.
Okay.
Thanks. Yes, sir.
So this is directly to the last paragraph.
Okay. Let me just check last paragraph, page 9, and go back to it quickly. I can't remember it offhand. Can I read the last paragraph, or do you want to read it quickly for us there? Okay. The department was working closely with the Department of Land Affairs, which is currently called the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, to facilitate a quick resolution of land claims on state land under its control, as well as identify surplus land under the control suitable for land reform purposes. It is noted that the Minister of Public Works has in those years approved the release, yes, of 10 whatever of state land valued at surplus for land reform purposes. Yes. You're right.
So my point, so perhaps we should say in this bullet for land reform and other that we and other purposes that we catch the whole bunch. But I thought it would only be about land reform, you see.
All right. So we should add in the recommendation. Or do we... My
recommendation would be that we specifically say land reform and other purposes so that we can see what this department specifically contributes for land reform to the other department, Minister Nkwinti's department, and other purposes.
Thanks. We'll add that in the recommendation. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's getting strengthened. Now we go to the next bullet point, which says the department must facilitate the completion of the signing of all service level agreements and ensure that deadlines are met. We should say the SLA between itself and other departments, to be specific. All right, because it's between the Department of Public Works and other departments, other affected departments. All right. All right. Welcome. I've got some guests here who are coming to see me. Welcome. Sorry, we just have a delay. I'll see you after this meeting. Thank you very much. The next bullet point is that the department should ensure that proper reporting systems are in place with regards to the disbursement of incentive grants. I don't know whether it addresses your old concern, Mr. Magama, about does it address it adequately? Or should we strengthen it a bit?
Chair, perhaps we should just strengthen it a bit in the sense that it addresses the issue of the alignment of these two reporting systems.
Mm.
You remember our problem was this disconnect between these two systems.
Can we put it this way? The department should ensure that there is proper alignment of reporting systems. Yeah, along those lines. That is if they are going to stick to the two, because they might drop one and so on.
Absolutely.
Let's just say alignment of reporting systems. Okay. Good. You've got it? Mm-hmm. No? All right. I like the next one. The next bullet point says the program should be extended to other provinces, including rural areas. Before you agree, we have changed it to say call it inner city regeneration. Okay? It's like we want to train all over. Okay. So we'll change it to that. And the next one is very straightforward. The department should provide the committee with a comprehensive report on the role of the 90 data capturers who have been appointed to assist the municipalities with the reporting on EPWP Phase 2. Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Can I just ask that we perhaps extend it to not only the role, but also location of those 90 data capturers, so that we know where they are in this country?
Role, function, and location.
And location. Okay. And, Chair, I believe this is information that is readily available that they can just access by the press of a button, you know, a spreadsheet that will say Mang Mang is where and is
okay.
Doing this. So I propose that we perhaps just add some deadline there.
By the end of November?
Yes.
Okay, because they have been there, you're right. By the end of November. 20 times. And then the department should provide the committee with a report on progress made on the Reapatala system, which was introduced to ensure that the department complies with the 30-day payment period as per the Treasury regulation. Okay, does it cover your point adequately or well? Right, okay. And then the committee strongly recommends that the expropriation bill be reintroduced at the beginning of the 2010-2011 financial year. Right. The only one that I want us to formulate is Kiama. You must help me with formulation there, but tell us what you think and then we can just find some wording for it. Babu Kain.
I think we should have recommendations on skills transfer. They could have a report on the Department of Skills Transfer because there's an issue within the department.
Well, yes, but how? Give me your thinking. All in all, what do you want us to say? Let me tell you what we said yesterday, just to remind you. We said that in order to facilitate skills transfer, the department must have proper policy on mentorship and ensure that it's implemented fully. Can we go in that direction? Okay. We are going to stand assist. Skills transfer and policy on mentorship to be fully implemented. All right, we'll add that one as well. Anyone that is not here, whilst we're looking for the formulation, Sister Doris, you must assist us with the Gamma formulation. Whilst we are still waiting, is there any other recommendation, members, that you think is missing here? Because I think we've covered a lot of ground. Okay, let me do it this way whilst we're thinking. The only one, I just wanted to check that we clean up this thing. I'm going to give you a chance. On the first page, we have gone through it. There was no drama. The second page, very clear. Page 2. Page 3, I don't see any gaps there. Please travel with me. Page 4. Looks neat and clean. Page 5, don't see a gap. Page 6, no gap. Page 7, don't see any gap. Page 8, page 9, page 10, 11, there's a question there. On the third paragraph, let me just go because the strategic plan also takes account of the department's effort to address its vacancy rate and the filling of critical positions. It emphasizes a phased approach to filling these vacancies by means of appointments, promotions, and transfers of staff from the department, from other departments to the Department of Public Works. Now, what is the question? What has been the result? Can you assist us there? Why do we put this question there? Can't we just leave the question out?
I think it probably just comes from... Oh, sorry.
Yes?
It comes from the past reports on the department's vacancy rates. If you look at from, let's say, 2007 onwards, the department has had this issue of trying to fill vacancies, and especially its critical positions. And I think one of the reasons, for example, that Public Works entered into this bilateral with Cuba to have the Cuban technical professionals is to assist with filling those critical positions. But it appears as if year on year, that large vacancy, it's always been either around 900 or 1,000, and I think, for example, with this annual report, it indicated is 1,133 in relation to the available posts that the department has. So that's actually where this issue comes from.
Let's take out that question because we've captured it in the recommendations for us to be able to get good early reports on the vacancy. Okay? We'll expunge that question. But Dennis?
Yeah, I might be taking you a bit back to the thing, skills transfer, if you don't mind.
Let's do this. Let me just finish and then at the end.
Okay.
We'll come to that one. We are on page 12. On page 12, we're just going to add a sentence that links the first quarter to the third quarter. A standalone sentence that just says that there were no reports available for the second quarter. All right? And then page 13 looks neat and clean. Page 14, same. Page 15, clean. Page 16 looks okay. I didn't realize this report is so long. Page 17. Page 18. Some of those are just reports as extracted from SCOPA. Page 19. Page 20. 21. Basis for qualification from the Auditor General. 22. 23. 24. 25, 26. On page 26, you will also realize that there is an addition of the Western Cape, ne?
Yes.
That is also one of the problems that we listed. It's fine. 26, 27, 28. 29, 30, so far so good. 31 under observations. If you agree, I don't know, have you worked out the formulation already on Gamma? We are on page 31. Think about, I'll come back to you. And then on page 32, we have made the amendments that we need to make. Page 33 as well. At this point, we just want to make something about Gamma. And I think we should take up the challenge that was given to us by Treasury to say the issues of the asset register, we should consider having a special purpose vehicle to deal with this thing once and for all. Okay, we'll just leak it after Giyama, special purpose vehicle. Radeni, you're on the floor on the skills one.
On the skills, the issue that the comrade was raising earlier on about skills. At times it's difficult to formulate because we don't know how the system works. In my own understanding, mentoring is that fine, but isn't it that mentoring is when somebody has a qualification and they say she's fresh from university, but just for practical experience, some old guy is guiding him, applying that qualification until he's worked 2-3 years and he knows how theory is applied in practice. And if that is the case, then it should be mentoring and apprenticeship, because apprenticeship is where you don't have qualification but you're working. An assistant artisan is working with a qualified plumber and he gets so much experience that he can qualify to be a plumber himself. An apprenticeship will help him get that qualification. So if that is the case, then you should have mentoring and apprenticeship. That is how you transfer skills.
Thank you very much, Mr. Keller.
Yes, I think as far as mentoring is concerned, and in our previous committees as well, is that we make use of retired professionals to mentor the youth. So if you can capture it in that way, that we make use of their retired professionals or tradesmen, whichever, to mentor the youth so that skills are transferred. Thank you.
I think there is agreement. We don't have to say take the retired, because even somebody who's still on, who's still in the service can be a mentor of some mentee. Yes. And or protege, as they call it in. Yeah. Is it Doris? Is it still on the skills one or is it Giamana? No, just tell me. It's general. Okay. So we go to that one, mentorship, apprenticeship. We'll capture it in that context, if you agree. All right, sit down.
Thanks, Chair. Actually, mine is not on the report, but maybe it's a request that we need to get those quarterly reports. We request ACONA to bring us every quarter to make sure that we discuss this. Otherwise, we lose them in the cracks along the road. Because we talk about them, and then as we become busier, we forget about the reports. That's my first point. If you can make sure that it's part of the program, we discuss it as the portfolio committee. That's my first take. And then my second point is about these children professionals. I don't know what's happening, because the last time we had, we're told that they were, what's the CDE? They were struggling to give them the permit to live in South Africa.
Let's do that. I'll come to this point. I want us to conclude this one.
Okay, no. Okay, lastly, maybe I don't know whether it should be one of the recommendations, but we need to have the whether it's the quarterly report or what, but from CIDB, because we're complaining about the level one contractors. It's too much. How do they push them? How do they work out the in their system the way they should be? At least we can't be having such a lot of contractors at level one. It's too much, really. There needs to be a way of assisting them to get to the next level. Okay, and lastly, about the March schools, so IDT should give us quarterly reports as to how far they've gone with the March schools, because it's also a sore point. It's part of the priorities in education. Okay, lastly, about Giamma, I think Giamma, we need it should be part of the priorities, because we need to get this Giamma implemented at local level. I heard all the stories that she was telling us yesterday, but really it's not on, because my belief is that all the assets are at local level, and you are not there to. If it's not implemented at local level, how are we going to know whether the number of assets we're having as a country? Thank you.
Okay. Go back to the Cuban professionals one, please. I stopped you before you finished. Yeah.
About the Cuban professionals, the last time I heard, they were having a problem of being registered in South Africa, if I've got my story right. And I think it was a report from CBE. There was that thing. Somebody may bail me out if I'm...
Why don't we try and get a report on that? The issue that we got from the engineering particular, once South Africa has got this bilateral agreement with Cuba, and the Cuban professionals came here, but in terms of for them to be registered in South Africa, the systems were not compatible, I'm told. So maybe we should just highlight it as something that we must follow up to just check what is happening. And then the quarterly report, she has noted. But I think we should add, in our observation, the matter about the CIDB and the grading, okay? And that a lot of people remain at that low grade and so on and so on. And that they informed us that they were going to amend their regulations to deal with this matter, as an observation. And then in the recommendation, to say that we want them to give us a quarterly report in terms of progress made. Can we put it that way? All right. And then in the math schools, under the IDT, we can put it under the observations about what observations we are making, that no progress in terms of eradications of math schools. And that the IDT, as the implementing agent of the Department of Education and Public Works on this matter, should also give us quarterly reports on this matter, and also the level of backlogs related to this matter. Is it captured that way? All right. Members, now I'm giving you to...
Lastly, sir.
Because before you go, we're going to add our Giyama experience in the observations, and we're going to make it urgent in the recommendation for it to be implemented fully, that legislation, across all provinces and to be extended to local government. The wording, I'm sure we can find the correct wording for it, but the principle, if you agree, will be captured. And secondly, to say to deal with the issue of asset the inadequate, incomplete asset register, in line with the recommendations that were made to the Portfolio Committee by Treasury, we should consider a special purpose vehicle to deal with this matter as a matter of urgency. Basically, we don't want to repeat this mistake of all these qualifications every year. It's becoming like the Bold and the Beautiful now, SOP. All right. If you agree with that, then we'll put it both in the observation and in the recommendation.
Lovely, Chair.
Yes.
About the professional council.
Yes.
It's my view that I think they, as independent bodies, or what do they call themselves? They should be reporting directly to the Auditor General. Why are they not reporting? Because they are using public funds.
We'll come to that. Okay. And let's deal with here now. I hear what you say. It's in terms of its own legislation, and who's, because they are self-funding. They are raising their own funds. They are not funded from us. Their funding comes from to their board. Their own board. They've got, they raise their own funds. You remember they were crying that some of them are very poor. They want you to give them money. Members, if there are no other pressing matters, I'm going to start asking you to adopt this report. We'll give you, after typing the thing, we'll give you a cleaned up one, but it will be according to what we've agreed today. Brother Eddie?
I think to address the issue that Sister Rich is raising, the independent professional bodies do, I mean, the point is that you have a legacy, and some of them might still be problematic because of the legacy. So we should say that the independent bodies, though they don't account to, they might not be accounting to Treasury or anybody, but there should be a structure within government which relate, which kind of monitor their activities. Yeah, I mean, we can as government leave them, because if there are problems, the government takes the flag. Everybody blames government. So maybe Public Works or whoever should have the right to monitor. We can just say we'd like Public Works to monitor their activities and make sure there's harmony there. The second one is the phrasing of this thing on GAMA. I mean, we should say we'd like to see GAMA implemented in all three spheres of government. It is the same thing, but just as to make sure that they don't leave out local government. You can say all spheres of government, all three spheres, especially local government, because it was excluded in the past.
Okay. About GIAMA, we agree. About the professional councils, in principle, we agree, but I think we should discuss it further, because there are legal implications. The laws are limiting to us in terms of how we deal with it. Let's discuss it amongst ourselves, and also when we met them, we said that we'll call them also to have further engagement, so that we find a proper resolution to some of the problems. I'm reluctant to say we should put it in this report. Okay. Mr. Gaila.
I move for the adoption of the report.
That's progress. Mr. Manana. Thank you. That's why I'm wearing your tie. Thanks. Members, is there anything else before anybody who's got an objection to this report to be considered in Parliament? No. Hey, I was about to give you a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause. Well done. And I must take this opportunity to thank the hardworking members of staff who slept at one this morning to give this product. I left them much earlier. Thank you very much, and please. Oh, you want another one for me? Please extend our gratitude to your husbands and boyfriends and partners to say that it won't happen again. This thing happens once in a year, particularly this particular one, and it was a learning curve for all of us in terms of the BRRR reports. It's my first experience. thank you very much. I think, yes.
Just for the incentive, I want to suggest that we give them the one tin of Mandongo Mandi.
Yeah, by the way, no. Thanks for reminding me, Khadija. You see, I'm in trouble now. The Iranians were here last week, eh? And thanks to all the members who met with them. All right? There are peanuts in my office. All right? And some presents that came from the Iranians. Now, we were supposed to bring them here, eh? Can we bring them next Tuesday? Yeah, next Tuesday we'll enjoy Iranian peanuts. All right? Did it expire?
No,
I don't think there's expiry date there. Okay.
Che, can you just mention the names who attended that, please?
No, I want... No, we can deal with the name or the names on Tuesday. But I'll check the expiry date or the terms. If the expiry date is before next week Tuesday, you'll have to forgive me. Not that I know. Okay. Members of the meeting are adjourned, and thank you very much. Sure. Ladies, thank you.